Hey everybody, this is Eric Mann. This is the normal Voices from the Frontlines Public Affair Hour, but it's a abnormal, good sense of the word. This is a fun drive today, so I'm happy. This is my first shot at the fun drive, so I'm going to try to do the I won't pressure you as long as you give us a lot of money appeal. What's really cool, and I really appreciate Alan Minsky and others asking me to come in on this, the whole hour is going to be discussing the role of the Black Panther Party, the legacy of the Black Panther Party. We have some rather incredible premiums, which we're going to start with. Let me just start with the premiums, and then I'm going to tell you what you know, why KPFK is great, and then we're going to go to a cut from the 4-DVD set of Black Panther history. All right, first we have one CD for $35 from the Black Panther Legacy, which is that's part of the...
That was a talk that was given in the 90s by Bobby Seale, where he talks from that perspective, a review of Black Panther history. So people maybe want to get a perspective on the Panthers from one of the primary participants. Bobby Seale was one of the great Panther spokespeople in the 1960s. This is a very good framing because it is looking back at it from a considerable passage of time.
You can already start giving at 818-985-5735. You get the drill. So we want to relax and be able to talk to you. But the best way for us to relax is for you to already begin to make pledges. And I want you to hold on for $180 because we have a terrific premium that I'd like you to hear about. I heard Bobby Seale for the first time. One of the ways I knew that the Panthers was so great is, first, Huey Newton couldn't show up because he was in jail. So they sent this guy, I don't know, Eldridge Cleaver or something, and he got up. It was one of the greatest orators I ever heard. Then they said, well, Eldridge is being chased around, so you're going to have to listen to this woman, Kathleen Cleaver. Heard her, one of the greatest orators I've ever heard. Then they said, well, Kathleen can't make it because she's being chased by the police. We have this young man named Bobby Seale. And he got up, and when I heard him speak, I said, they are building an incredible organization of orators, of speakers, of writers. You know, so Bobby Seale, in himself, is worth amazing $35 to just be able to get that. Then, and Alan, each time you'll help me, then for $90, there's a 3-CD set of the Black Panthers. I'm going to try to figure out how you can get them all, folks, and how much money it will cost you to get them all. A 3D set, a 3-CD set of the Black Panthers. These are CDs, from the Pacifica Radio Archives. Alan, you know it better than me. Tell me a little about that.
Well, in the 3-CD collection, again, there is the Bobby Seale talk is included in that. Again, you get that by itself for just a $35 pledge of support. And the number here is 818-985-5735. In the 3-CD set available for a $90 pledge of support, you will hear talks, entire Bobby Seale CD, and then you have a CD that has talks by both Stokely Carmichael and H. Rap Brown.
Wow.
And then the 3rd CD is called, I believe, Breakfast for Revolution is the proper title of that CD, and that is a radio documentary about the Panthers program to provide free breakfast for the people in the community for which from which they came and for which they existed and served. And so that's available for a $90 pledge of support for all 3Ds from the Pacifica Radio Archives.
Great. Now, at $100, there's a Say It Plain 2 CDs and book collection. This set also contains a hardcover book that includes a comprehensive introductory essay on the African-American tradition of oratory, in which and by which I have been trained, by noted George Washington University historian James Oliver Horton, complete transcripts of the speeches with historical introductions. Just one, which is going to be really cool, is Jesse Jackson when he was Jesse Jackson in his speech to the Democratic National Convention, probably the last time a progressive black voice was allowed. Listen as we listened for Barack Obama today, and unfortunately Jesse Jackson's muted voice today. Listen to when he was challenging the Democratic Party to a populist, anti-racist politics, coming in having almost defeated Michael Dukakis in the primaries. That in itself, and that's going to be for $100. Then the last premium, and Alan, afterwards, I want you to, this is Alan Minsky, our producer, and many of you know his voice. There's a, what I did look at over the weekend, there's a $180 set called the 4-DVD set of the Black Panther history called What We Want, What We Believe by AK Press, which is a very cool operation. A particular DVD I saw, which is rather incredible,
was...
What on the surface was a somewhat academic conference, group of people just sitting in a university, my least favorite place to watch. 818-985-5735, 818-985-5735. You can already contribute as you're listening, so you don't have to wait. At first, it seems so strange, a group of mainly black people, but whites also, in a room, talking, but then the talk. The first thing that's most important as you listen to this is that these people are still alive. This is a lot of discussion of how they considered the LAPD, the NYPD, military intelligence, a gang whose express intent was to beat up, torture, and murder Panthers. What's really amazing is how many black people are alive today who, as they say, could live to talk about it, and who have still kept those politics. So in all these reunions that are going on of Panther veterans, while they debate many, many important things on the left, it's a voice, unfortunately, you're not hearing today. And for young black people here, for young anti-racist whites, for young Latinos trying to really understand, for young Asian Pacific Islanders, for anybody, indigenous people, who you will not be able to understand this period in history without going back and listening to this, because this is a period in history we do want to reconstruct in some ways, but it's going to have to be reconstructed on the historical memory that John Ashcroft said, my main goal is to kill, imprison, torture, and get rid of every Black Panther, because it's the legacy of the Black Panthers that they're trying to get rid of. KPFK is trying to build that legacy back at 818-985-5735. So, Alan, before we go to the first clip, tell me how we can package all these different things. For $180, really, the four DVD set, What We Want, What We Believe, is really great. If you teach school, buy it now and get reimbursed. 818-985-5735. Get one for yourself and one for school. If you teach high school, you've got to get this into the high schools. Have a house party and give $180 to KPFK and bring some folks up, and show it to your friends. The $35 Black Panther Legacy is really good because that's Bobby Seale's speech.
Mm-hmm.
And it's showing we have a lot of different income levels at KPFK. For some people, $35 is a stretch. And that's a terrific premium for $35. For $90, you get the 3-CD Black Panther set from Pacific Radio Archives. Now, have you figured out what if somebody wanted them all, Alan?
Well, it would, of course, the $35 CD is part of the 90.
Right.
So you could pay, that would be $370.
Make us a deal.
Yeah, in fact, I think there's one popular premium that is says it's $1 a day. Well, this is $370 a day, because we $370, so we know that activists out there work 370 days a year. They work those extra five days.
That's
so,
right. So 370, if you want the whole set, which was the 3-CD Black Panther set from Pacifica, the $100 Say It Plain CD and book collection, and the $180 4-DVD set of the Black Panther history. Let's let that brother Bobby Seale do his talking.
Well, I think what we're going to hear first, actually, is we're going to hear from we'll get to Bobby Seale.
Okay.
We'll get to Bobby Seale with the historical framing in just a little while. And I think what we're going to do is we're going to hear a clip from the 4-DVD set first.
Okay, cool.
So we're going to start at the expensive thank you gift here, which is $180. And at any time, though, anyone can call in 818-985-5735 and pick up the CD of the Black Panther Legacy, Bobby Seale's talk. But we're going to hear now from the first DVD, which includes three original newsreel films. Newsreel was a collective that was formed in the 1960s, and they made three films about the Black Panther Party, and all three are included in the first DVD of the 4-DVD set, What We Want, What We Believe, the Black Panther Party Library. And you know, Eric, I used to be involved in indie media, and when I was working with indie media back in 2000, we did a TV show, and we strung together a bunch of video documentaries of the time. And this kind of work that is on these DVD sets, that was really what we were trying to create in our work in 2000, 2001 in indie media here in Los Angeles. And, of course, that collective exists to this day. And the newsreel films are absolutely brilliant documentary films of one of the most important radical movements in the history of the United States. So we're going to hear a clip right now from one of these historic newsreel films that is included in the collective. The collection, What We Want, What We Believe, the Black Panther Party Library, available as a thank you gift for $180, and here it is.
We're not a self-defense group in the limited fashion that you usually think of self-defense groups. I like to use examples when Fidel Castro starts a revolution along with Che Guevara, with 12 of them all together. they realized that they wouldn't be able to topple the oppressive regime in Cuba. What they were, essentially, was an educational body. They engaged with the army, they fought with the army, and they showed the people that the army was not bulletproof, that the police were not bulletproof, and that Batista's regime was not a regime that was impossible to topple. So the people started to feel their strength. The Black Panther Party feels very much the same way. We think that this educational process is necessary, and it's the people that will cause the revolution, and it's the people that will cause the change in the country. The Black Panther Party is simply the vanguard of the revolution, and we plan to teach the people the strategy and the necessary tools to liberate themselves.
The revolution has come.
The Black Panther Party made a coalition with the Peace and Freedom Party, which is primarily a white group. We see it necessary to fight. We must liberate the college. The revolutionary students play a great part in saving America. If it were not for the white students, the Black Panther Party would react to the racism in the country and therefore respond with racism. White students have been very the foreign policy of the United States. They withdraw from Vietnam, stop brutalizing the Vietnamese people, and we feel that the white hair of the blacks first, and they should have to say that they shouldn't denounce America's treacherous actions abroad. I think they can be done the same time, the criminal activity of America here in the homeland.
Let's get into the inner workings and the meaning of this. Let's get into the inner workings and the meaning of a black revolution and why black people have a right to take what's theirs. You can read the platform and the program. And it's a basic program, and it simply says exactly what black people have been crying for 400 years. One, we want freedom. We want power to determine the destiny of our own black communities. Two, we want full employment for our people. Three, we want decent housing fit the shelter of human beings. Four, we want an end to the robbery of the black community by the white racist businessman. Five, want decent education that teaches us about the true nature of this racist, decadent system, an education that teaches us about our true history and our role in society and the world today. Six, want all black brothers to be exempt from military service. Seven, we want an immediate end to police brutality and murder of black people. Eight, we want all black brothers and sisters held in federal, county, state, city, jails, and prisons to be released because they have not had a fair trial. They've been tried. They've been tried by all white juries who have no understanding of the average reasonable man in the black community. Number nine, this is where Brother Huey is being caught. We just want the courts to make sure we have peers on the jury, people from the black community, as defined by their jive constitution, the so-called United States. The 10 is a summary with a major political objective, and that is we want land, we want bread, we want housing, we want clothing, we want education, we want justice, we want peace. The major political objective, we want a black plebiscite, and the UN, the black colonial subjects will participate. Dealing with, analyzing, rejecting politically upon the racist atrocities that have been committed against black people in this nation. So the concept is this, basically. The whole black nation has to be put together as a black army. And we're going to walk on this nation. We're going to walk on this racist power structure. And we're going to say to the whole damn government, stick them up. This is a hold up. We come for what's ours.
Well, if that wasn't enough to make you just write a check for $180 and call 818-985-5735. This is Eric Mann. I'm the co-host of Voices from the Front Lines. This is our normal public affairs hour, 4 to 5 on Mondays. I'm here with our producer, Alan Minsky, who's producer of many, many great shows on KPFK. And we are of a similar age and background, and Alan has a lot of background with the New Haven Panther trial. I'd like to talk a little bit about the Panthers, a little bit about KPFK, but more importantly, why you need to call the phone right now. last Monday, we had a guest that at the last minute didn't show up, and I was a little nervous, and I went to the phones and said, hey, folks, you got to bail me out here. You know, we want to have a good show, and I managed to give a commentary on the growing police state in this country, on the bankruptcy, basically, of the Democratic Party. I went back and heard the CD. I said, pretty good. I mean, pretty good for somebody who just made it up off the top of his head. Of course, I've been thinking about it for a couple of decades. It was pretty good radio. Then I said, could everybody really bail out the show and come on, we want to hear what you have to say. We had 15 lines light up in a hot second. In fact, we were very good with everybody, and almost everybody got on. And at the end of the show, Alan, there were still 15 people calling it. Mm-hmm. Now, that was the part of the free radio that you have to be able to call today to allow that level. You can't call last Monday and just run to the phones and want to talk about why we live in a police state, which is good, why the Democratic Party, in your opinion, is selling out to people, why we need an independent party, why we don't need an independent party. Your right of free speech was nothing that you felt you needed to debate. And yet, if you listen to the prior show and Amy Goodman talking about American fascists, which book I just got myself, the danger to our civil rights and civil liberties, the danger to the movement is so profound. If you listen to what the Black Panthers are saying, talking about a black plebiscite, talking about a Breakfast for Children program, this is not, for most of you, a tradition you know. For those of us who come out of that tradition, you have to fight to allow it to be on the air. So let's go over the premiums, and let's please have these phones light up at 818-985-5735. I can explain them better, but Alan riffs them better. So, Alan, you riff it, and I'll explain it, okay? So tell them each one.
818-985-5735 is the number to pick up right now and call. For a $35 pledge of support, you will get a speech by Bobby Seale delivered in 1995 in the Bay Area talking about the Black Panther legacy. It's a great overview of Panther history from one of the primary participants. For a $90 pledge of support, you will get the 3-CD set of the Black Panther history from the Pacific Radio Archives that includes the talk by Bobby Seale, 2 talks on the same CD by Stokely Carmichael and H. Rapp Brown, and then a 3rd CD, a documentary called Breakfast for Revolution. And those all come together from Pacific Radio Archives for a $90 pledge of support.
At 818-985-5735.
And then the newsreel film you just saw, you can watch on a 4-DVD set, which is called What We Want, What We Believe, the Black Panther Party Library. It's available for a $180 pledge of support to KPFK. And, you know,
the $100... is Say It Plain, the 2 CDs and book collection. The thing about Black Oratory is, and I'm going to get a lot of these as premiums. I got to figure out, but I'm going to certainly make a pledge to get. The thing about Black Oratory that's very, very important is that when I just said casually I was trained in that way, is Black Oratory, and I would put Malcolm X at the height of that art form, but the thing that's really interesting is during the 1960s, if you couldn't talk, you couldn't organize. If you could not talk in front of a group, you could not organize. And you had the opportunity to talk to 500, 1,000, 10,000 people back then. I know it's now we are very happy when we get 100, 200 people. And the thing about Black Oratory that's really incredible, and there's many, many different, it's an art form. When Martin Luther King was in divinity school, they took oratory courses. And they actually got into the classic argument of how do you make an argument using it through, in fact, in this case, black Christian oratory, which was influenced, of course, by black African oratory, which is influenced heavily by an Afrocentric point of view. So what I'm getting to is a lot of people on the left today, they don't talk so good. They don't explain themselves very well. They don't have a soul in how they explain ideas. They rhetorically and mechanically explain the basic truth. They have trouble thinking on their feet. They have trouble coming up with interesting analogies, and they don't preach the gospel of revolution very well. I think all of us, if you ask, like I remember Bill Gallego saying, if you were in the Chicano movement, the Panthers were your teachers. In the Red Guard in Chinatown, the Panthers were your teachers. The Brown Berets, the Panthers were your teachers. In the American Indian movement, the Panthers were your teachers. So we learned, and if you were an SDS, very nice what they said about the role of the white students. If you were an SDS, you learned at the feet of the black teachers and the black preachers, not the black preachers from the conservative, bankrupt part of the black church that was barely in the civil rights movement, but from the left, interesting, the left intersection of black church gospel, African revolution, and a very, very conscious effort at a breakthrough. So to end the speech by saying, hey, America, put your hands up, this is a stick-up, is just the kind of stuff that is not just rhetorically brilliant, but in case you don't understand it, folks, if on KPFK 90.7 FM, we don't know how long, and I want you to take this very seriously, if this movement does not get stronger, you may not be able to hear those kind of things. So we need KPFK, and then we need our own history. So look, 818-985-5735. I'm going to hold my breath, and I won't breathe until we get there. No, I'm going to do that. But that's a rhetorical device, but you got to back it up. You know the numbers by now. $35 gets you one terrific CD from Bobby Seale. $90 gets you the 3-CD set. $100, say it plain, the 2 CDs and book collection. $180, the 4-DVD set of Black Panthers. And $370 gets you the entire package. Please call in. If you're a supporter of Voices from the Frontline and our show, which we do every Monday, which Damon Azali and I and Tammy Lou and Manuel Criollo, we spend every Monday practicing for the show. Friday night, Alan drove over some of the DVDs to my house so that I could, over the weekend, prepare for the show. So we don't just show up here. We actually do work, and I'm a volunteer for the station. I'm honored to be a volunteer at the station. So 818-985-5735. What are we going to do now?
Well, I think what we can do right now is we're going to ask people to pick up the phones and call. Keep them on the honor system. We want to see those phones light up. You know, this has been a holiday 3-day weekend, and it means we're a little bit behind the curve on the fund drive. And on this day in particular, where people are off work, you know, we know they're at home right now probably, as opposed to stuck in traffic. Easier to pick up the phone, dial 818-985-5735. We understand that a lot of people's standard business day is a little different today, so maybe their standard in the car listening is a little different than normal. But if you're listening out there and you have an opportunity to go to the phone and pick up, we really do need to see your support. 818-985-5735.
And one more thing. Is today's President's Day?
That's correct.
Well, then we got it. Look, you don't really, really, really believe that you got a day off because of George Washington and Abraham Lincoln. I mean, George Washington was a total reactionary, as you know. And the American Revolution was explicitly an imperialist revolution that, in which the American imperialists want, the U.S. imperialists, wanted to basically have independence from British imperialism. Oh, boo-hoo, I'm so moved by that. No, not really. Then Abraham Lincoln was a more contradictory figure. He was an important figure in a large split within the U.S. ruling class. There are a lot of progressive things to say about Abraham Lincoln, but in my book, Katrina's Legacy, White Racism and Black Reconstruction, I begin, unfortunately, with a quote from Abraham Lincoln talking to another general who says, now what should we do with these 400,000 slaves that we have asked to join the Union Army? What do we do with 400,000 slaves who are armed and 4 million black slaves who might take up arms as well? Could we not send them to some foreign country in a climate more of their choosing? Now that we've freed the slaves and armed them, how can we get rid of them? So that's Abraham Lincoln. If you're not sick on President's Day about that we have a day off for this, but we don't have a day off for the African National Congress, for instance, or the Black Panther Day, you have to turn President's Day into Black Panther Day. 818-985-5735. Strike a blow against George Washington right now. 818-985-5735. Make George Washington turn over in his grave. 818-985-5735. Support little Bobby Hutton. Support Huey Newton. Support Kathleen Cleaver, Eldridge Cleaver. Support the work at KPFK. We need your call. 818-985-5735. Now, if you want to play the lottery, here's your number. 35, 90, 100, 180, 370. Those are your choices. 35 bucks, $90, $100, $180, and $370. Pick any one of those numbers and call 818-985-5735 with your pledge. Thanks to you, Alan, where we're going.
We're going to go hear the words of Stokely Carmichael, who very shortly after this would change his name to Kwame Ture.
That's right.
And this is from the 3-CD collection from the Pacifica Radio Archives. It's the talk by Stokely Carmichael. And you can keep those phones lit up at 818-985-5735. And right now, a great practitioner of African-American oratory, Stokely Carmichael.
And most importantly, we must understand that for black people, the question of community is not a question of geography. It is a question of color. It is a question of color. If you live in Watts, if you live in Harlem, Southside Chicago, Detroit, West Philadelphia, Georgia, Mississippi, Alabama, wherever you go, the first place you go is to your people, not the land, to your people. For us, the question of community is a question of color and our people, not geography, not land, not land, not land, not geography. That is to say that we break down the concept that black people living inside the United States are black Americans. That's nonsense. We got brothers in Africa. We got brothers in Cuba. We got brothers in Brazil. We got brothers in Latin America. We got brothers all over the world. All over the world. All over the world. And once we begin to understand that the concept of community is simply one of our people, it don't make a difference where we are. We are with our people, and therefore we are home. Therefore we are home. Now then, speaking of survival, it is necessary to understand the moves of one enemies. The United States works on what we call the 3 M's. The missionaries, the money, and the Marines. That is precisely the way it's moved all over the world. It is the way it moves against us. They have sent the missionaries in. We sent them out. They have sent the money in with a poverty program. The Vietnamese and the Koreans are pulling the money out. The next thing comes the Marines. Comes the Marines. And if we're talking seriously, we get prepared for the Marines. Now, if some black people do not think that the white man is going to wipe us out completely, then it won't be no harm being prepared just in case he decides to do it. Just in case he decides to do it. So there'll be no harm in us preparing ourselves for the Marines.
You were just listening to Stokely Carmichael, and one of the things, this is Eric Mann on Voices from the Frontlines, but more importantly on the KPFK pledge drive, fund drive. I'm here with Alan Minsky, a producer at KPFK who produces many, many fine shows. One of the things I think is interesting, if you listen to, if you get the 4-DVD set, for instance, which is the main thing I spent the weekend looking at, we should not dwell on every speech as if every formulation is the perfect formulation. These are brilliant, brilliant, brilliant people who are grappling with many, many questions. Sometimes Bobby Seale is saying the issue is black power. Sometimes he's trying to focus more on the universality and says, well, it's not just about black power. Stokely right now is saying we're a people, and he's saying it's not about land. But yet land is very, very important, in my opinion, in the black liberation struggle. But his point at the time was trying to move away from a even U.S.-centric point of view, because Stokely was one of the new Pan-Africanists of his time, similar to W.E.B. Du Bois, Paul Robeson. So you can, the thing that's important in immersing yourself and reading about this is often when you hear a speech in a context, you think, wait a minute, why is he saying that? Because you don't understand that at a time, right or wrong. They're often trying to address a specific contradiction in the movement, which they're trying to move forward. So they'll emphasize a point, sometimes in contradistinction to a point which, in retrospect, may also have been a good point. But there's a constant effort, if you'll just listen to that short quote from Stokely, trying to get black people in the United States to understand that their future is with the Africans, that their future, as he said, is with the Cubans. the concept of an African diaspora. When I went to the World Conference Against Racism in 2002 and listened to the incredible discussions about reparations, which is something I strongly, strongly believe in, and as the line is, reparations for black people in the United States, or the line from the Strategy Center and from my books is reparations from black people in the United States, reparations for the African diaspora, reparations for the nations and people of Africa. And that came out of that formulation came out of the World Conference Against Racism, 818-985-5735. I think it's really important about why you should give money. I'm going to focus now on the Panthers again and go back to KPFK. The Panthers did so many brilliant things, but let's talk about armed self-defense. It's absolutely incredible today that the United States has presently killed apparently 650,000 Iraqis. The United States is bringing torture into the world as an open discourse. I was just reading that the show 24, which should be banned from the air, is being, it should be banned from the air, is so reactionary in its justification of torture that West Point military people are going to ask 24 to stop using that because they think it's a violation of the Geneva Accords. So it's the popular culture, the bourgeois culture to which we're exposed, like 24, which justifies torture. Thank you, Kiefer Sutherland, your father, Donald Sutherland, such a great guy. You end up to be such a piece of garbage, you know, in my opinion, only my opinion. So 818-985-5735, if you want an alternative to 24, if you want an alternative to shows that talk about and try to justify torture by any means necessary, you have to listen to Malcolm X by any means necessary. You have to listen to the Black Panther Party talk about by any means necessary. So listen, we need, here's the intersection. Black history is the key, in my opinion, to any potential socialism in this country, any potential liberation of all the oppressed people. It is the most advanced struggle that we have seen in our lifetime. And the Panthers were among the most advanced practitioners, along with the League of Revolutionary Black Workers, along with the Black Workers Congress, along with CORE, along with SNCC, along with Black Women's Collectives. And of course, I don't have to keep saying, every oppressed nationality person in every individual oppressed race and nation has learned from the Black Panther Party, has learned from the Black Liberation Movement, and found their own song based on a lot of that great work. So this is not like getting some old CDs, or this is not like, you know, nostalgia time. This is suppressed history, which KPFK and their archives, which is great, is bringing out. So first we have an archive that has to be supported, and then a radio station that's willing to give you the opportunity to hear it, and then a radio station that needs to be supported, and a historical, not memory, but a historical tendency that has to be reintegrated into the present discourse. So here are your numbers, folks. 3590, 100, 180, 370. That's the numbers. The number to call is 818-985-5735. Get one of these great premiums. Support the constant historical legacy of the Black Panther Party and the future legacy of KPFK. Now what, Alan? I turn to you.
Well, I want to see a few more people call in again at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. You know, as fund driving has evolved since I've been at the station, I think it's fair to say one of the strategies is we play very compelling material, and then we reiterate the number sort of ad nauseum, and we talk about the thank you gifts that are available, and occasionally we do get off on these asides about, you know, the merits of KPFK, of independent media, et cetera. But the part of the problem, I think, with this hour is that you're being quite compelling in what you're saying in between the compelling clips, leaving no uncompelling time for people to call. So I promise to be absolutely uncompelling for the next 2 minutes so that people can pick up the phone and call 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK, and pick up some of the thank you gifts we're offering this hour. If your pockets aren't so deep, we have a talk by Bobby Seale, from which we're going to hear a clip in a second. It's a historical 1995 speech where he's looking back at the Panther legacy, and that's available as a thank you gift for $35, 818-985-5735. For For a $90 pledge of support, you can get that CD plus two others from the Pacifica Radio Archives, which include the talk by Stokely Carmichael that we heard, and on that same CD, a talk by another one of the great Black Panther figures of the time, H. Rapp Brown, and who was just pursued by the police very recently in this decade, in fact, I believe, down in Georgia. And then also a documentary special about the Black Panthers from the 1960s called Breakfast for Revolution. That's all available as a $90 pledge of support. We need just a couple of you to call in before we go to that clip from Bobby Seale, 818-985-5735. Imagine the media scape in Southern California without KPFK, without shows like Voices from the Frontline, without hosts like Eric Mann, and humble at your service producers like little old me. 818-985-5735. You know, Eric, when I was in college, as you know, I went to school in New Haven, Connecticut, which was a town where there was a Black Panther trial. And the Panthers were very prominent in New Haven in the 1960s. I got to know one chap quite well by the name of George Edwards. When I was on campus, there was a large divest from South Africa movement on that campus, and a lot of the former Panthers became involved in that. And much as you were saying, they pretty much were people that we turned to and we learned from. They certainly had experiences that went far beyond anything that any of us had known. And they were really people who took leadership roles in that movement in the 1980s. And then I had the very uncanny experience of working one summer at the medical library. And I came to work and a new coworker was assigned to the front desk along with me. And it was Kathleen Cleaver. She was at the law school there. And it was slow. It was summer. So we talked, and we talked, and we talked, and that was probably never learned more at that college than I did through those conversations with Kathleen Cleaver in the summer, somewhere in the 1980s. So 818-985-5735.
Let me try a thing, because I think here's what we're trying to figure out. You're out there. You're in your car. You're in your home. You're maybe homeless with a radio, and Sarah Silverman's about to kick you out of your homeless place. So as I'm listening to it, I always try to figure, well, what would I do if I was on the fun drive? What would I do differently? Well, you don't want to berate people. Or do you? I don't know. You know what? The only question is what works. What I would like to do, if I'm asked back again, and if Alan and I, and next time Damon and, you know, and others do it, is almost like run a show in which the money is ahead of the talk. That's my dream, where we just say, folks, how much do you need to know? KPFK, Black Panthers, here's the premium. And I'd like to be getting all these signals like, hey, Eric, just keep talking because the money's coming in. You almost don't have to give the number. And then we would give the number. We would low-key it. And 818-985-5735, but by any means necessary, folks. I mean, I'm learning as we do, but we need good numbers today. We have 15 or 20 volunteers there right now who are ready to take your calls. And as I said, last Monday, we had 15 calls, and I mean a minute out, right? I mean, the lines hit up in a minute. Can we please get people who listen to Voices from the Front Lines, who don't want us out there just, you know, we'd like a boost when we get off the show and say, hey, a lot of people called in who support the work of the Black Panther Party, who support the work of Pacifica and KPFK. 818-985-5735. Please call now. We are going to go to a clip, and then afterwards, me and Alan are just going to repeat the number for 12 straight minutes until we raise a couple of $1,000. So let's go to this clip, and then and while you're listening to the clip, please call 818-985-5735 and make your pledge. Thank you so much.
Because people like Ronald Reagan back in the 1960s, who was governor of California here at the time, particularly in the year of 1967, when I led an armed delegation to the California State Legislature to read a statement and a mandate, because we wanted to get the press. We says, where's the best place to read this statement and mandate? Well, let's take ourselves up to California State Legislature. And at the time, they were trying to hammer out a bill in the California State Legislature against, particularly and specifically, our new organization, which was only 6 months old at the time, because we were carrying legal weapons in the streets, patrolling police, not only with weapons, but with law books, tape recorders, and a very profound knowledge of the basic everyday law and how you exercise your civil human rights almost on what we call the cutting edge at that time. I mean, that was another time, that was another era. The 1960s protest movement, 60s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. I mean, when we look back, and Eldridge is going to articulate some more for you, but when we look back into the mid-1950s, Thurgood Marshall went into the courtroom with the NAACP, with Brown versus Board of Education, which was a pivot and a turning point to begin to try to wipe the written laws of segregation and discrimination, laws of segregation, off the books in the United States of America. A little bit following that, Rosa Parks refused to move to the back of the bus because in a state and a locale where she was, there was a law that stated that black folks had to ride on the black back of the bus, etc., and so on. And following that, a little bit after that, Brother Martin Luther King and a few others organized and started a movement off in this country in the mid-1950s. And that major movement, that civil human rights struggling movement that was going on, that involved many other organizations and many other people, white, black, blue, red, green, yellow, and polka dot, was a movement about trying to wipe the laws of segregation off the books in this country, which took another 15 years to even get to a point of maybe, say, 80% of those laws of segregation being wiped off the books by early 70s. I'm saying that it was only half a victory because, hypothetically, off the top of my head, 50% of the white folks in this country, in their heart, minds, and soul, remained a bunch of racists. That's why it was 50% victory. Now, in the 1960s, along came another group, and they were pragmatic in their involvement. SNCC, Student Nonviolent Coordinating Committee, with Rap Brown and Stokely Carmichael as most prominent, Stokely Carmichael now known as Kwame Ture, myself, Eldridge Cleaver, Huey Newton, and more particularly preceding myself, Eldridge Cleaver, and Huey Newton, was Malcolm X, particularly after he left the Nation of Islam, after he took his religion with the mosque and cooperated and set it to the side, and particularly with Malcolm X creating the Organization of Afro-American Unity, which was about a secular organization and not a religious organization, to try to involve as many people beyond religious groups and religious notions, and even as he tried to grapple with how to unify black people in the black community, that someday he would have to be able to work with some progressive white folks in this country. This whole movement in the mid-60s with myself and others was about, and involved a lot of organizations, including the Welfare Rights with Faith Evans, Fannie Lou Hammer, and many others. It involved a movement of organizing, demanding and organizing broad political participation, more than just voting. Not just voting rights. We're talking about being elected to political office. That African-American people, Native American people, Hispanic, Chicano people, Mexican-American people, and others were denied this because of the gerrymandering, good old boy, rugged individualist, racist structure that had been set up in the United States of America. And going back through his damn history, it was oppressive, exploitive, avaricious, etc. We were talking about broad political participation in the political institutions in the United States of America so that we can make some direct changes, not only in terms of...
Preach on, Bobby Seale. I mean... One of the things, this is Eric Mann on KPFK 90.7 FM, here with Alan Minsky, our producer, and this is the Fun Drive, you know the drill, 818-985-5735. We've raised over $1,000, but we need a lot more than that, folks, you know. In that one talk by Bobby Seale, in 8 minutes, the number of concepts that he raised, each one could be discussed in such great detail, but just a couple of things. about the greatness of that. And which, again, Alan, you got to help me, which...
Well, right now, also, let's get those phones lit up.
818-985.
I promise you, you'll hear Eric in the background while you talk to the phone room, so you won't miss a word. 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. That's $35 pledge of support to KPFK. Those are the words of Bobby Seale from 1995. You get the full-length talk. Eldridge Cleaver was at the event, but this is just the talk by Bobby Seale. 818-985-5735 on the Black Panther Legacy for a $35 pledge of support. That is some very, very essential history. And, Eric, let's hope those phones light up, but take it away and finish your thought.
Well, first of all, 818-985-5735. Come on, folks. I mean, the reason we call the show Voices from the Frontlines is, may I make a little critique here? We don't mainly want to discuss critique. We don't want to discuss observation. What the movement needs now is more people directly involved in trying to change things, going to strikes, going to demonstrations. When we are on the show, every Monday, we're saying somebody is about to be killed on death row. You need to call the governor. Somebody is about to be, you know, the mayor is about to evict homeless people. We need you to get involved. Giving money is one of the great ways to get involved. I mean, being a donor is essential to having any politics. It's like, that's what you do. You give money. You go to a demonstration. You write a leaflet. You sit in. So we really need you, please. I mean, you know, there's about 12 minutes left on the show, and we need a major escalation. Come on, Strategy Center folks. Get on the phone and call anybody, and let's get them moving. Come on, Voices from the Frontlines. People, this is your show. Get on the phone and show us that you care about the show, care about the Black Panther Party. And we have 12 minutes. We want to raise a lot more money. So the numbers are, again, you have a $35 pledge just to get that Bobby Seale speech, a $90 pledge, which I'm going to talk about Bobby in a minute, for the 3-CD Black Panther set, $100 for the Say It Plain 2-CD set and book collection, a hardcover, including a hardcover book, a comprehensive introductory essay on the African-American tradition of oratory by noted George Washington University historian James Oliver Horton, complete transcripts of the speech as well, with historical introductions, and $180, Roz Payne, I believe, along with the California Newsreel, a 4-DVD set of Black Panther history. So the thing I was really struck by is how anti-racist the Panthers were and how generous the Panthers were to white people. I mean, it's not that I have to justify that, but when he says 50% of the people of white people in the U.S. are racist, that's pretty generous. I think it's a lot more than 50%, but his goal was to try to split. What we agree on is it was trying to have a black movement to cause a split in the white community. Not that there is no white community. Among white people, there's a black community, there is no white community. But the black movement was trying to reach out to white people. If you listen to him talking about indigenous people, you listen to Stokely talking about Africa, this is a very expansive, socialist-oriented, black-centered, and from there moving out kind of politics. Very generous. That's just one thing I was thinking. The second thing is you have to understand that America is most afraid of angry, armed black men and women. So if you can imagine that, as Bobby Seale says in his talk, 6 months after the Panthers were formed, 818-985-5735, what the hell is the California legislature doing? Passing a law against the Black Panther Party. You know, it's always been okay to have what do they say, you can't have a concealed weapon, but you were at that time allowed to have an unconcealed weapon. So that's when white folks had the weapons. That's when white folks were trying to terrorize the black community. But as soon as black people, and I just can almost not comprehend how frightening that must have been and how courageous that was, took their shotguns, took their rifles, marched into the state legislature and said, hey, this is totally lawful what we're doing. And the concept of angry, armed black men and women is the thing that the United States, even for self-defense, that the United States is most terrified of. And then the effort to caricature the Panthers at 818-985-5735 KPFK. The effort to caricature them so that most of the people who are even for the Panthers today do not have a clue about the Black Panther Party. They just don't. And for a whole new generation that's trying to comprehend Huey Newton, try to understand Bobby Seale. You need to sit down and listen to this, these CDs, to watch these DVDs, and you need to support KPFK at 818-985-5735. It's 4:51 and 56 minutes. We got about 7 or 8 minutes. Please, folks, let's go to the calls.
And I think in a moment we are going to play, we're going to maybe play, play the Jackson in a second to skip off.
Well, that would be great.
And but I want to say one or two things about the Panthers that I learned from my experiences in New Haven with Kathleen Cleaver, George Edwards, et cetera, which is that a lot of the African-American history from the 1960s, of course, is sanitized. We see that so often with Dr. King. But, you know, Malcolm X and Martin Luther King then get included in the pantheon, and people lose sight of the fact that in the last few years of the 1960s, a mass movement, a political party grew up in cities, not just the Bay Area, across the United States, and this was a widely participated in movement that was highly influential. It's history that people have to know, history for people who are interested in social change, revolutionary or otherwise, within the United States. People need to know about the Black Panthers. So please call 818-985-5735.
On one of the DVDs, someone was saying that I think I would just say Des Moines, Iowa, but they were taking towns that I had never thought of, Kansas City, Missouri, Panthers. Right. And they said in Des Moines there were 20,000 black people, 100 joined the Panthers. And it was very hard to infiltrate us because we knew every black person in the city. So I'm thinking, you didn't realize that the Black Panther Party was in Des Moines. You didn't realize it was Kansas City and some of the smallest towns. 818-985-5735. Where do you want to go? Let's go to the clip.
And this is for Barack Obama's ears this year. This is Jesse Jackson at the 1988 Democratic National Convention. And we'll be right back in 3 minutes. Jesse, take it away. This is a blast.
America's not a blanket woven from one thread, one color, one cloth. When I was a child growing up in Greenville, South Carolina, and grandmama could not afford a blanket, she didn't complain and we did not freeze. Instead, she took pieces of old cloth, patches, wool, silk, gabardine, croquet sack, on the patches, barely good enough to wipe off his shoes with. But they didn't stay that way very long. The sturdy hands and a strong cord, she sewed them together into a quilt, a thing of beauty and power and culture. Now, Democrats, we must build such a quilt. Farmers, you seek fair prices, and you are right, but you cannot stand alone. Your patch is not big enough. Workers, you fight for fair wages, you are right, but your patch labor is not big enough. Women, you seek comparable worth and pay equity. You're right. But your patch is not big enough. Women, mothers, who seek Head Start and daycare and prenatal care on the front side of life, rather than jail care and welfare on the back side of life, you're right. But your patch is not big enough. Students, you seek scholarships. You're right, but your patch is not big enough. Blacks and Hispanics, when we fight for civil rights, we are right, but our patch is not big enough. Gays and lesbians, when you fight against discrimination and a cure for AIDS, you are right, but your patch is not big enough. Conservatives and progressives, when you fight for what you believe, right wing, left wing, hawk, dove, you are right from your point of view, but your point of view is not enough. But don't despair. Be as wise as my grandmama. Pull the patches and the pieces together, bound by a common thread. When we form a great quilt of unity and common ground, will have the power to bring about health care and housing and jobs and education and hope to our nation. Where the people can win.
Well, that was Jesse Jackson doing his interpretation of V.I. Lenin's What Is to Be Done. And I think what you see is, look, we have 2 minutes left. We've raised a couple of $1,000. We need at least $1,000 right this minute. At 818-985-5735. You can do it. Let's get to $3,000, which means 180 times 10 will get us there. 100 times 10 will get us there. Try to give in the $100 to $180 level. Don't worry so much about the premium, although we've discussed the premiums. Go the other way, which is, I want to give $180 to KPFK right now. I want to give $370 to KPFK right now. These premiums are amazing, but that's not the point. You can go on the free market and get it for less if you want to know. You can go out on the street and just buy them. But that's not the point. The point is that these premiums are an effort to get you to be more involved in your own radio station, KPFK. One thought I just wanted to be clear about. Alan and I are both Jewish white men. What's interesting here is the passion that we care about this is the tremendous impact that the black movement has had on many Jews and the tremendous effort to speak to the Holocaust experience, where we took the Holocaust to mean what was happening to black people in this country. To give, for Alan to have the opportunity to work with Kathleen Cleaver, for me to have had the opportunity to live in black communities, to work, to know by his speeches, Malcolm X and Stokely and the Panthers, you now have the opportunity to build a radio station. 818-985-5735. Come on, folks. Don't worry about the premium for a minute. Worry about the number. We need more pledges.
818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. We're going to go right until the music for the next show is delivered, and this is 90.7 FM KPFK Radio Los Angeles, 98.7 in Santa Barbara, streaming across the world at www.kpfk.org. And again, for $35, believe me, we love everybody who calls in and pledges support to the station, and we understand some people out there simply can't afford $180. But this is a great talk by Bobby Seale. It provides a great historical overview. As Eric said, so many ideas there. For $100, get the collection of speeches from across African-American oratory history, along with the book, which includes the full-length text of all the speeches. That actually on the free market is something that is only about half the price. It's quite an expensive book if you were to get it over through the free market, as it were. Right. So it's $100. The people who provided it have given us quite a bargain. 818-985-5735. That's for a $100 pledge of support. That's from where you heard the Jesse Jackson from. $90, get the three CD set of the Black Panthers. And also for the four DVD collection, it's $180. And actually, while I was at college, to the archives of the university I was at, they actually had those newsreel films, so I watched them at the same time. I was taking a crash course in the history of American activism at that place, sort of below the radar screen. And I watched those things when I was a kid. They're amazing films. They're from the 1960s. They're absolute historic documents. So for a $180 pledge, any of this you can get. Pledge at any level you can by calling 818-985-5735. Support the wisdom and experience and brilliance that Eric brings to the airwaves, along with Damon, Tammy, and Miguel, every Monday at 4 p.m. here on KPFK.
Well, listen, it's great, everybody. You know, during the last fund drive, we used my book, Katrina's Legacy, as a premium, and we actually got 67 of you chose that as a premium. These are amazing premiums today. Please call in and say you did it on the Voices from the Frontlines Hour. It's not too late. There's going to be another team coming in at 5 o'clock, another one at 6, another at 7. But please even say that you heard it on this hour and let us know what you want. 818-985-5735. We'll be back with Voices from the Frontlines in a couple of weeks, but not until we pay the rent, folks. Not until we, you know, just be able to pay the people who work at KPFK, increase the power of the antenna, get more publicity for the show. Just make this place open up in the morning and close at night. 818-985-5735. This is your radio station. Give a contribution to yourself.
818-985-5735. The 4 to 6 p.m. hours flow together in the fund drive. And this time we're going to change hosts in a moment, but I just want to again commend the team from Voices in the Frontline. Give a shout out to Lisa Adler, production assistant on the show. And also, you know, again, the people who work on the show are affiliated with the Labor Community Strategy Center and the Bus Riders Union. And so every day, these hardworking team of five that I also work with, you know, they're not just involved in, again, as you said, critiquing and analyzing society. They do that very, very well. I mean, this is a complex society, and there's a lot of surface commentary going on. But it's not just that. It's also about getting involved and trying to make a change. And also the hard, you know, difficult work of organizing people to try to make a difference, something that these people have learned a lot from the Black Panthers about, and hence on this hour, the first Fund Drive hour for Voices from the Frontline. Eric's been on other shows during the Fund Drive. First time we've been on during this hour, we've chosen to feature really one of the exemplary movements from recent American history where people organized and tried to make a difference in the society at large, in the community in particular. So 818-985-5735, pledge at whatever level you can, support KPFK, support Voices from the Frontlines. And I think we're going to go very shortly to Jerry Quickly. We'll be here. We're going to take a brief word. Just one last second, Eric, any last thoughts?
Well, that was very nice what you said, Alan, about the strategy send the bus riders union. I actually forget about that sometimes, even though we do it all day. That I think what's exciting right now is that we have the struggles right now, the strategy send the bus riders union with our existing mayor, Vieta Garza. We have struggles with our existing governor, Schwarzenegger. We have a struggle with our existing senator, Barbara Boxer. We have a struggle with our existing senator, Dianne Feinstein. We have a struggle with our existing president, George Bush. We have a struggle with Barack Obama, a struggle with pretty much everybody. Not at the same level, but each one with problems. Where do you get a chance, as the LA Times has turned into such a reactionary rag, that the LA Times is suppressing free speech? The LA Times is now has a policy when we have a demonstration, they say, we don't cover demonstrations. So the MTA is going to move to cut people's bus fare, I don't know if you know, to raise people's bus fare, to cut service, and we're trying to get our voice out as a social movement. And because we are on KPFK, when I was on KPFK, when the New Orleans people called us up and said, please do a fundraiser for the Katrina movement, we had almost 300 people who came at 818-985-5735. Of the 300 people, at least 100 said, I heard it on KPFK. So please build this station up, give some money to the station, and thanks so much for having me today.
Thank you, Eric, and Jerry Quickly coming up with Beneath the Surface.
You've been listening to Voices from the Frontline on a radio powered by the people, KPFK, 90.7 FM Los Angeles, 98.7 FM Santa Barbara, and live worldwide at kpfk.org, where you can also see thank you gifts being offered during this fund drive. Stay tuned for Beneath the Surface with Jerry Quickly coming up next.